Asia, Ambassador Paul Pekers, President of the Trade Development Board, Ms. Rebecca Greenspan, Secretary General of UNCTAD, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. At the outset, allow me to express my sincere appreciation to the Secretary General, Ms. Rebecca Greenspan, for her insightful opening remarks, which have set a thoughtful and constructive tone for our deliberations. Our perspectives provide a valuable perspective that will guide our discussion throughout this important meeting. My delegation aligns itself with the statement delivered by the Group 77 and China. We also take note of the comprehensive report presented by the Secretary General as we look forward towards UNCTAD 16. It is crucial that we recognize the significance of this moment in our collective journey towards an inclusive and a sustainable global economy. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, my delegation acknowledges that GDP growth remains subdued at 2.7% for 2024 and 2025, marking the third consecutive year of growth below pre-pandemic trends. While there have been emerging signs of stabilization, the current pace of economic expansion remains insufficient to address the pressing global development and climate changes. The recent inflationary surge, largely driven by supply-side disruptions and sectoral imbalances rather than demand-driven factors, has resulted in an over-reliance on prolonged monetary tightening as a primary policy response. This approach has in turn constrained the ability of many member states to effectively manage inflation while imposing significant economic costs. Developing economies have also experienced a notable slowdown in growth rates, declining from an average of 6.6% in the period 2003 to 2013 to 4.1% from 2014 to 2024. Coupled with persistently high interest rates, this trend poses serious risk to debt sustainability. The sharp rise in public debt, particularly after the aftermath of the COVID-19, raises concerns of the potential return to austerity measures, which could further limit our development efforts. The rising debt servicing costs in many developing countries also underscore the urgency of reforming the international debt architecture to ensure financial sustainability while safeguarding economic growth and social progress. While physical consolidation measures often emphasize deficit reduction, it is imperative that these efforts do not come at the expense of essential public investments in critical development priorities. A balanced and proactive approach is needed, including comprehensive reforms to address profit shifting, tax loopholes, and other practices that erode public revenues. Over the last decade, several African countries have successfully transitioned from LDC status to low middle income status, reflecting significant achievement in economic diversification, structural reforms, and improved governance. However, countries such as Kenya, along with other lower middle income countries, continue to face significant barriers in addressing concessional finance. My delegation also notes of the continued expansion of the protectionist policies in advanced economies, as well as ongoing trade conflicts and supply chain disruption. These pose significant risks to industrialization, economic diversification, and financial stability in the developing world. In this context, we call for UNCTAD's continued support in addressing these challenges posed by increasing fragmented trade system, and develop coordinated policy response at both national and international level, which will be crucial in fostering a more